The show will go on, but for the first time in more than 25 years, fireworks will not be launched over the Connecticut River on the 4th of July in downtown Springfield. The Independence Day celebration that typically attracts tens of thousands of people cannot be held this year at its traditional location in downtown Springfield because of the $2.5 million renovation project going on at Riverfront Park. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the venue for the fireworks show on this July 4th will be centrally located Blunt Park.
This is temporary, one-year hiatus away from the riverfront. Then we will come back to the riverfront and continue the spectacular fireworks there. But it's going to be a great time.
Judy Matt, president of Spirit of Springfield, which produces the annual 4th of July celebration, said canceling this year's show was never considered.
This is our residents' holiday, and we want to make it the best for them. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the people that live in this community coming down and really enjoying themselves and being proud of their city for giving them a first-class program. And that's what we're going to do.
She credited the Springfield Fire Department with finding a location in the city where the fireworks could be safely launched and a large crowd of spectators accommodated. Along with the fireworks, the program includes live entertainment, food vendors, and activities such as face painting. Blunt Park is roughly three times larger than Riverfront Park.
We have a beautiful park here. It's elegant. It's surrounded by parking in different locations, and there'll be a lot more to come as to where we're recommending people park their cars. But we're going to say a lot of you just can view it from wherever you are. You don't have to be here on the grounds.
The city's public safety officials endorsed the relocation of the fireworks show.
The Springfield Police Department will ensure that Blunt Park will be a safe, family-friendly place for our community and surrounding communities so that everybody can enjoy the 4th of July this year.
Springfield Police Deputy Chief Cheryl Claprood said it made sense to move the event not only because of the construction work at Riverfront Park, but also because of numerous street and sidewalk repair projects throughout the downtown. From a security standpoint, Claprood said Blunt Park poses more challenges than Riverfront Park.
Some of the differences is Riverfront, the crowd could be contained pretty much. As long as everybody seemed to have a good time right by the river itself, and here it's spread out, and we can't control really who comes into the park itself.
A large number of police officers, both in uniform and plain clothes, will be on duty for the event to provide security and direct traffic.
We join forces with the Springfield Fire Department and their teams. I think, you know, we work well with them. They might have a drone or two up for us to help us overlook the crowds.
Claprood said no decision had been made yet about whether people will be allowed to bring items such as coolers and backpacks into the park. The city and Spirit of Springfield plan to publicize parking locations and off-site spots for viewing the fireworks. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.